This episode of Bear Podcast is brought to you by Drench Fur. For more information, go to drenchfur.com.
Bear Podcast 357.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day,
Bear Podcast listeners and viewers now.
Yes, and viewers too.
We have brought you a little something special.
That's right.
We brought you the most greatest Valentine's present and gift.
Our beds. Yes, we're in bed.
Of course, mine is the bed of love, as y'all can all see.
Well, mine's the bed of love too, for us. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to our little show, our weekly show, and we're doing videos right now too. And we're both in bed, in our beds. And
how naked are you, Maynard?
As naked as I could be, yes. Because this is a special episode because it is a Valentine's Day.
I got on my red spandex.
Oh, you're wearing red spandex underneath?
Of course, because you can't see what this camera's recording out, so I don't know if anybody's able to see it or not. So. But if y'all can, you can comment later on all this hotness.
Yes, that's right. We'll see it when I see the video later.
Maynard will be on the floor laughing his ass off later.
Probably. I hope you're not showing your junk. This is a family show, you know.
Well, the family that loves together stays together, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we go on...
The outline of my junk, or at least some of it.
You can show it
depends on how low that camera's cutting.
I guess you can do that. You can do that, but we might have some minors watching. So before we go on, this episode is...
I'm street legal.
Oh, okay. Wait, let's do this promo first. This episode is brought to you by Drench Fur, and it's actually we're doing a raffle for registration. It's a registration for Drench Fur, free registration. If you send in an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with a subject line Drenched Fur, and you can be chosen as a winner. And okay, this doesn't include.
No hotel
or flight. Okay, just the registration. Okay,
just the registration. Yes, and whatever comes with that.
It includes the basics and the Splash Lagoon entry, which is the water park. And the deadline in submitting your entries is February 28th.
Okay? February 28th.
So, send in your entries. All right. So, thank you again, Drench Fur.
How many have we got so far? Have we got like tons?
Yeah, we got tons. Yeah.
Early.
Yes, so go to drenchedfur.com for more information about the event.
Entries with naked pics always take top priority.
That's right. Send it all in. Send in the naked pictures. Mm-hmm. So, Ray, how have you been? Last time I heard you was probably yesterday.
Last time he heard me was yesterday, folks. Yeah. Now, here's the story. He called. He thought he was talking to somebody else.
Because I couldn't recognize your voice. My God, this is not Ray. It could be the other guy.
Not used to hearing this deep, manly voice all the time.
Yes. Manly voice.
You know, I have a head cold, and it kicked off starting Saturday morning. And me and the boy celebrated our Valentine's on Saturday, so of course I got sick Saturday morning.
Uh-huh. So you get sick just by celebrating?
No, I think allergy started earlier in the week with all the weather changing and stuff. Freezing to now it's like 70 freaking degrees out there.
Okay.
Started a chain reaction on something. So we got that, and that has caused some of it, I think. But anyway, the boy texted me today, and he was like, I think I'm getting sick too.
Oh, no. Poor babies.
I went the whole weekend of Valentine's with no loving because I've been sick. Mm-hmm. So, what a
shitty way to...
again.
You got to do a very nice dinner, though, right?
We did. We did a very nice dinner. I cooked. Here's the whole spread.
Okay.
Here's the whole spread.
Let's hear the spread.
I had somebody take boy and disappear with him for a couple hours because I needed time to prep. So got him out of the house, come back, cleaned up. Maynard had let me borrow a table. I set this little card table up in the center of the living room, got two chairs. I got some plastic tablecloth to put on it. And I got all the candles I could find and put them all around the living room. Put some in the bathroom, put some down the hallway. I had the candles lit in the bedroom. had some decorations going on. As y'all can see here, these are some of the decorations that are hanging on the bed. Mm-hmm. Got that all down. Got the food cooking. Got everything prepped. And 2 hours was not long enough to get everything prepped. So I got a call. We're on our way back. I was like, crap. So I was like, okay, I can work with this. So I met the boy on the front door, blindfolded him, really? Took him to the bathroom, stripped him down, put him in a bubble bath. I said, enjoy Aww. Yourself. Relax. It's Aww. All about you. Left him in there, shut the door, left him in there with the candles burning. Come back, did some more prep work. Because I was cooking steaks. I was grilling steaks. I got some really nice ribeyes and grilled them. Mm-hmm. Nice. Got the salad stuff, everything ready. Got everything set up. And then I went in there. I was like, okay, are you ready to get out of the tub yet? And I walked in, opened the door. They had like foam beard and all this crap all over there. I was like, are you having fun? Do I need to leave you alone for a little bit longer? And they're like, no. I said, when you're ready, shower off. And then we can move on to the next part of the evening.
So
they got out of the shower, showered off, and they put on their little sexy little underwear I bought them for Christmas, which they hadn't been wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about. Yes, you do.
Okay. You have pictures? No.
Well, then I'm going to share with you guys.
There are things you just don't
anyway,
care.
I put them in a bathrobe, mm-hmm. and then I walked them down the hall back into the living room, and it was all candle lit, and everything was set up on the table, the food and everything. I opened the bottle of wine.
You didn't get him drunk early, did you?
Okay. They don't take much from most Asians, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Same for me, too.
But no. Actually, they were like, I don't want to drink too much because I don't want to be sick later. I'm like, lightweights. So, yeah. Did that. Started the dinner off with the salad and had that and talked. And I was like, so how's your day been? And I think they were kind of in shock because I don't think they've ever had anything like this done for them. And they really? Just sat there and kind of grinned the whole – he just sat there and kind of grinned the whole night.
I could imagine him already grinning the whole night.
And you have to, excuse me. I have to keep drinking water because my throat dries out real easy when I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
Not half naked in bed, but with a head cold.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, did that, ate steaks, baked potato. I had all the stuff lined out on plates. So you had your sour cream, your butter, your sauces, all that stuff in little dishes and everything pre-done for you.
Aww.
Then I got done with that and we're like, well, you want to exchange Valentine's gifts while, you know, because I was still trying to get dessert warmed up.
Valentine's gifts?
Yes.
Really?
So I got a watch, a very nice watch. And they got a collar.
They gave him a collar?
Yes. Oh. He's officially collared to me now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So, is it like a chain or a real collar, a leather collar?
No, it's like a chain collar.
It's a chain
collar. It's like
collar.
Being a collared boy, yeah.
Wow.
So we did that, and then I bammed onto the table with the chocolate fondue. And grapes. Marshmallows with nuts, almonds, strawberries, cantaloupe, all kind of stuff to dip into the chocolate. And we had chocolate fondue for dessert.
Wow. It's really special this Valentine's.
And then we got done and I cleaned everything up and washed all the dishes and everything. And by that time, it was about 9:30. So we came and got in the bed. And we were both so full, we fell asleep. So that was our happy Valentine's, other than snuggling and being too fat and too stuffed to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That was our Valentine's evening.
That is so
Then we woke
sweet.
Up Sunday and I was just miserable. So.
Oh, because you ate all that sugar, huh?
Well, as I was going to say, you know, I just felt bad for the cold stuff.
Ah, okay.
So, and when I get sick, I'm not a nice person. I'm just kind of mopey and nerd.
So you kicked him out of bed?
No, I got up there.
Get out of here!
No, I actually got him fixed breakfast, and we ate breakfast, and just kind of sit there and watch TV most of the day.
Yeah.
And then they took me there late lunch, early dinner, before they left to go back to school. So.
Okay. That is an exciting evening for you guys.
Yeah. Wow. So what'd you do?
Well, let me see. Let me start off probably Friday. I stayed in. The whole weekend I pretty much stayed in because I was expecting Mike. Mike was on his way from New Orleans, and he came over. And
Was he driving or was he flying?
Oh, he drove. He drove. Okay. And then when he drove over, we just, I was waiting for him, and we just didn't do much. We just snuggled in bed Friday night, and then Saturday, we stayed in because Saturday night was the evening. We had to dress up because we went to a French restaurant.
Oh, oui, oui.
Mm-hmm. Oui, oui. Oui, oui. Oui. That sounded like cereal mom.
Did you go to?
It reminded me of cereal mom. Oui, oui, oui. Anyway, so
which French restaurant did you go to?
It's a restaurant called Chenou. It's a French restaurant.
Chamou.
No, not Chamou. It's Chenou. Oh. It's Chezno.
It's like, well, my name, is that like the Chubb French restaurant or something?
No, no. It's really a, it's actually a house that's converted to a restaurant because it's in the suburbs. It's in the middle of a neighborhood. And you know, suburban house and stuff like that, and then French restaurant with parking on the side. Yeah, it's like you can't say it's a mom and pop restaurant, but it's really a pretty fancy one. You have to dress up; they will turn you away if you're wearing jeans.
No jeans for you.
No jeans.
No caps and no jeans. Sorry, you're not allowed in this club.
Mm-hmm. So we went there. Mike dressed up. I told him to bring him some slacks and leather shoes, and so did I. And I wore a tie. We went in. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of fancy. And then we went in, and then we ate at the, we were seated, and there were waiters and everything. They gave us wine. They served us wine.
They gave you wine. They probably let you try some wine.
Mm-hmm.
They charged you a lot per glass for that wine.
It's per glass. It's per glass. They charged. And I had lamb. Mike had some kind of fish, which is pretty good. So it was really yummy. It was really a romantic evening. But what's funny is around us, there are people, you know, guy, girl, and then come to us, guy, guy. Yeah, and the other table is old lady, old man, you know. So double dating seniors.
Oh, and that's cute.
And then there was
the only one who could drive at night, so that's why they had to do that.
Yeah. And then about two tables away from us, there was this bear. Whoa, it's a hot bear dating a girl. And I kept thinking,
So you're there on Valentine's Day with your hubby, and you're checking out some other bear.
And so was Mike.
No shame,
he was no checking shame? Out the waiters.
No shame.
I know, we're just looking.
Were there any cute hot waiters there?
Yes, that's why. That's why Mike was looking too, and he saw
them. Filipino, or were they Latino?
Latino. They're Latino. Latino, and it's pretty cute. It's pretty cool. Hold on. What's my microphone? Oh, sorry. How's this? Okay.
Okay.
My microphone is kind of wonky. Anyway, we just ate and we drank a lot of wine. Not too much for me. He drank most of the wine.
Lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Yep, lightweight. Thank you. And we just got to, we and then when we drove home, it was really cold. It's about 20, 30, 37 degrees, something like that. So
it was freezing Saturday night, and then Sunday it was 70 degrees.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was fun to enjoy. Mike enjoyed it a lot. He liked it a lot.
What'd you have for dessert?
Oh, I had the kind of a chocolate cake, but it's more of a brownie, but it's cut like a cake, like a cheesecake, but it's more like a brownie because it was a little hard. It had the consistency of a brownie, so they called it a chocolate cake. And Mike had a some kind of a...
So you're trying to say you like them hard in your brownie?
Mm-hmm. I like my brownies really hard. No, not really. I don't like it too hard. I like it. It would have been better if it was softer. But yeah, that was a fun evening. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have a fondue like you did, so...
Well, it wasn't true fondue. I had to fake it because all the bitches had already bought the real chocolate up at the store, so...
What kind of chocolate did you use?
I just had to use some semi-sweet chocolate stuff.
Semi-sweet. You use sugar-free? That won't cut it. If you're gonna do it that way, might as well do it right.
Yeah, right? Do it right. That's what I'm talking about. So, well, yeah. The one thing I wanted to go out to dinner somewhere, but I was like, you know what? That's gonna require one, a reservation weeks in advance here in Houston. Mm-hmm. Two, it's gonna be expensive as hell.
Yep.
Three, I'm broke as hell, so it's gonna be way too expensive. But I want to go to the Melting Pot. But you know, that's
That's where I want to bring.
I love the Melting Pot.
Melting Pot is really a good place.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's not Valentine's. You can get in there and two people can get out for probably under $100 if you don't order a whole bunch of drinks. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you don't order any drinks, you just drink water and get the fondue and the desserts, you can probably get out for under $100.
Yeah, I wonder if our listeners have been to Melting Pot. Well, many of them.
Well, they're all over the U.S.
They're all over the U.S. Is it like a chain? A chain
it's
of
restaurants? It's a fondue restaurant. It's a chain. Mm-hmm. They get very pissy if you just show up without a reservation, too.
Oh, really?
Well, you should have called ahead for a reservation. And the reason I do that is because they only prepare so much food at night. And if there are people showing up without reservations.
Oh, it makes sense because it is, you know, fondue style.
Plus, they also have to have enough staff on hand because it takes one person, about all they can do is handle two tables with fondue stuff. So
yeah.
So, but it's fun. I mean, you're paying to cook your own food, but something that you really wouldn't do at home that much. So
no, not at all. So let's ask our listeners, what did you guys do for your Valentine?
That's right.
Yeah.
What did y'all do?
What did y'all do? Let us know. Okay.
What was the most romantic thing you did?
Yeah.
What was the
dirtiest thing you did on Valentine's Day? The dirty. Dirty, dirty.
That's right.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's go to...
Valentine's over.
Valentine's over. We're done.
No more amore right here. We're done with it.
Yeah. Mike left already, so not kidding. All right, so let's go on with some topics that we have. It's actually last night, February 13th, is the 53rd Grammy Awards.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
Did you think the sound sucked for the Grammys?
Yes, it did. The microphones were all wonky.
Well, it was like I had my TV turned up, and I got surround sound. Mm-hmm. And it'll thump. When it's there, but it was just dead. It was like it was off like line input. I mean, it's just like a flat input all night long.
Yeah, it's like audio coming directly from the camera or something, but not.
It was like nothing. It was all very quiet. And I know they're trying to pull the audience reaction and the music together so you can hear it, but it was just bad. The audio was just bad for the Grammys.
Captivating for me. I didn't enjoy it too much.
I didn't know if they were bleeping stuff people were saying.
Oh yes, they were. Yes.
Well, I knew during the Eminem performance they were bleeping a lot, but I didn't. But there was other times when people were saying stuff that I was like, "Why are they bleeping them?" Because I know they're not cussing.
Yeah, they are. Oh well, it's not only fuck or whatever. They also shit or something.
You can get away with it pretty much. But there's a lot of other stuff that people were getting bleeped. It didn't seem like it was appropriate time to be bleeper. The person that was talking, it didn't seem like something they would say.
Okay. Yeah, it was kind of weird because, I already expected people are going to be cussing. So, what do you think the performance is?
Lady Gaga's is kind of eh.
Really? She's so 2010.
Beforehand, that she came in the egg thing and it was like hung up and you had to talk to her through the egg because it was jammed and they couldn't get it to open or something happened to it.
Okay. What's with the butt? Did you see the butt? Oh my God.
Oh, the black leather bustier type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she just wanted to have black girl booty.
Yeah. I didn't like it on her. It wasn't too.
I mean, her stuff. I mean, she's always very interesting.
Well, yeah, I guess it.
The new song I like, the whole performance, I was like, is she really doing that live or what? It was kind of hard to tell.
Maybe it's lip syncing, just like Britney Spears.
I don't know. I mean, she was singing, but it might have been a taped live version of it. Mm-hmm. But because the sound was so bad, you couldn't really tell. It was like, is she really singing? So
yeah. And how about CeeLo Green when he?
I thought that was hilarious.
It was cute. It was cute.
CeeLo Green
with Gwyneth Paltrow.
And if you don't know what song the song is called "Forget You," but it's actually "Fuck You."
It's really "Fuck You." I've seen the videos. Uh-huh. It's been a long. It's a good song. I've been hearing that from Mike, and that's why he's always performed it in TV shows like Colbert Report or I think it's SNL also. He was also on SNL and he had to sing Forget
Boy.
You. He's a big boy. He's from, I forgot that other band where he was before. Papa Roach? No, Papa Roach? I can't remember. But CeeLo Green. I think with the feathers and everything, it was so gay.
Yeah,
I thought it so gay. Very Liberace-like.
And the puppets were cute. I thought, I don't know.
Yeah, I was shocked. It's going to do
it. It was kind of like Avenue Q or something. But
yeah. Actually, I did like the one when he performed at the SNL, I think. He had all girls playing all the music. And it was a live performance. And it was all girls. It was pretty good. And I was expecting the same thing here. But no, it's puppets. He used puppets.
Yeah. And then Gwyneth Paltrow was cute.
Yeah.
Yes, because she'd done her Glee thing. And one of Glee's songs got nominated.
Oh, really? What song?
It was for a group. And I was like, what the hell is Glee on here for? But I guess because they released it, it got nominated.
Oh, they released it as a group?
From last season, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it was enjoyable, that part. I liked it. And who won? Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum got record
of the year.
I think that was very worth it. I think
it was pretty good. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I was kind of expecting CeeLo Green would win at some point. And album of the year is Arcade Fire, who I honestly haven't heard.
That's what I was fixing to say. Who in the hell is Arcade Fire? Have I been living under a bridge? Because they sure ain't been playing them on any of my radio stations.
No.
Because they were playing their songs and stuff. Even the second one they played after they won.
Yeah.
It's like, who the hell is this? They're Canadian. I've not heard them.
No. But you know, when they played, it was so anticlimactic. I hated it. How the ending, okay, we're going to sing you a song. And then who presented it? Was it Chris Christopherson? Bye.
Chris Christopherson and
Barbara
Streisand.
Yeah. He went up the stage. And
she performed, and she has a great voice, and it was just horrible.
Yeah, I did.
It was like because you couldn't hear her.
Uh-oh, there are going to be our listeners who are Barbara Streisand fans might hate you.
Well, I'm not saying that she was a bad performer. I've seen her perform, and she's incredible. But the sound was so bad last night that it was oh my God, they're doing this to Barbara?
I know.
As long as she's been around, she knows the people. People's heads going to roll. So.
Yeah, so it was good, and then just the end with Arcade Fire playing in the end, I didn't like it. Well, the music is okay, you know, fast beat and everything, but they're ending the Grammys this way.
Yeah, and it's like, is there supposed to be more? Because it was like over 10 minutes before like the time was done, and then all of a sudden they said, "Well, we're gonna play again," and they generally then started playing. I was like, okay,
yeah, and they played that
which
song,
is fine, but. Like something that's gonna like blow everybody's pants off, but
I know.
I thought Eminem's performance was very good,
and Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber
just came up, yeah.
So I kind of felt bad because you know I think he should have got something, but
yeah, he should have, but yeah,
well, get screwed over. But he, you know,
and like, Will Smith's son came over and sang with him.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. That was
him and Usher, that was a pretty decent performance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Some of the three bands that were with what's his name? The old 60s guy. They used his song in Battlestar Galactica as the Cylon song.
Oh, really? Okay.
What's his name? Bob Dylan.
Oh, Bob Dylan. Oh, yeah, Bob Dylan, yeah.
That whole trio thing was just kind of odd.
Yeah, it was. I it's kind of weird watching it, and then that stage performance shifting, there was really a bad coordination there.
There's just some oddball stuff. So, and the whole graphics this year with the whole thing falling apart, it was pretty much true to what was going on, it seemed like to me. But, you know, I mean, I sat there and watched it and it was okay, but the sound sucked. You know, CBS put it on, so they got a lot of their people in there. But other than that, it was okay. I mean, it's okay. I'm a big Eminem fan, so I liked his performance.
Oh, you're right. You like Eminem.
Dre. Rihanna did okay. I don't know. Rihanna did okay. I was expecting a little bit more, but.
The one she performed with Eminem. That was a good song too.
Bruno Mars did a good job. That whole trio, the three of them at the first, was nice. But when they broke out and what's her name won for Best New Artist of the Year, Esperanza, whatever her name was, who the hell is she? I haven't heard anything by her.
I don't know either.
I guess I'm living on that rock again. Because I was like, who is this chick?
I only get to listen to new music through Mike. Mike is the one who introduced me, or somebody posted something at the Facebook.
Yeah, maybe. Bruno Mars has had a couple of songs out. They play him all the time. You know, our friend Julio is all about him because he's Filipino, or part Filipino.
Part Filipino, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's interesting. I should check it out, too, if he's one of my peeps.
He could be your cousin.
He could be my cousin. But anyway, so yeah, that's the Grammys. That's the Grammys. And I hope you, well, let us know. Let us know what you guys think. Which performance did you guys like in the Grammys last Sunday?
So,
how about a topic here? IBR 17. Okay, Bears. Okay. Let's just start off that with IBR 17. Their beneficiaries for this year is a Stop AIDS Project, and Project Inform, and Pangea Global AIDS Foundation, or Pangea. Well, how do you say it, right?
Pangea.
But anyway,
Pandora Box.
Pandora Box. It's the 17th. It's their 17th year. I was there 5 years ago, and that was pretty much the first time, Ray, I was, you know, starting with podcasting. Well, I started 2005, and then 2006 was pretty much the video podcasts that I did there at IBR, and got lots of listeners from San Francisco from that time on. And it was fun. It was good to participate in going around.
Is this still happening there?
Which one?
Or is this the one they moved to Mexico?
No, IBR?
Yeah.
No. This is the one that is the last. I heard that this is the last year.
Oh, this is the last year.
The last year.
What was the one that was in Cancun? The head of it died, overdosed.
I think it was Lazy Bear. I think you're talking about Lazy Bear.
Oh, Lazy Bear.
Lazy Bear was the one that. Somebody died. It's really sad. But yeah, okay. So there's something I want to ask you, Ray, about bear runs. Mm-hmm. Most of the runs right now, like IBR, these are running for more than 15 years, 17 years, some are 20 years, maybe.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Will this eventually stop?
I don't think so. I think as long as whoever's running them keeps them fresh and new and changes them around enough that gets people there and gets people interested, I think they'll be fine. I mean, it's just like a kind of a theme park for bears.
Theme park for bears.
So, I mean, Bear Watch, I mean, we did a whole thing. I mean, the whole thing with it was we did some stuff for a while and it got kind of old, and then we changed up the format a little bit. And I'm
changed venues
and did some stuff like that. I mean, you got to bring some new blood into it.
Yeah.
I mean, people are like, say, well, I've been doing this for 10 years. And yeah, in 10 years, has a damn thing changed? No.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where you have to bring in some new blood and make some changes and get people in. And I think as long as people are coming and there's new stuff going on, there's new interest, and you don't feel like it's all the exact same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Then I think you're okay.
Yeah. But just like.
That's why you can't go on 50 years of International Bear Roundup.
Or 30 plus.
Of course, if the people aren't showing up and the money's not there to support it and the community is not supporting, then you got a big problem. So,
like Louis Weekend here, it's been 30 years plus, right? 30, so if
37 this year.
37 years. So if events like this happen, why can't the barons, right? So who knows? There might be barons who are more than 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
Let's wait. Pretty much most of the runs right now are 17. In
Northern California, right?
Yes, it's in the it's in San Francisco. It's actually in San Francisco.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going this year?
No, it's starting. It's coming this weekend. It's going to be this weekend.
Oh, well, you need to get your ticket now and go.
No way. No, I can't. I can't go. But I know Shannon is going. So Shannon, you know Shannon Grady. Shannon, yeah.
Shannon, take your video camera and interview people for us.
Yeah.
Be a roving reporter at IBR.
And it's his birthday last Saturday, I believe. So happy birthday, Shannon. Oh, really.
Happy birthday, Shannon. 21 again.
Yep, I guess so. And yeah, so that's 17 years. 17 IBR. So International Bear Rendezvous. So go to Bear Rendezvous. I think that's the website, bearrendezvous.com. I'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out.
Been around as long as some of the boys I date. What? I don't think that's funny.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm gonna shut up. Okay, how about movies? Did you watch any this weekend? Weren't you watching something yesterday that you want me to translate?
Well, I was watching the end of that Filipino movie where the boy got raped, and you were saying, "Oh, go watch the behind the scenes thing," and it was all in Filipino. I couldn't understand a damn thing they were saying.
Oh, really? But it was good eye candy for you, right? Or good enough?
Yes, it was very good eye candy. You know, because you got all the people interviewing it. You know, they were okay. Strip down the underwear now, and I'm like, okay. Filipino guys, their underwear. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, so next time we should watch. Speaking of movies, we should do the Glee thing. I have the Glee game. We should play that, right?
Glee game?
It's a DVD Glee game. It's like Seen It, but I think it's for Glee. It's not Seen It Glee.
Glee been around that long for him to do a Seen It?
I know. No, there's no Seen It, but it's just a Glee DVD game. I don't know yet. I have to check it out. I haven't opened it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so moving on. How about should I do a geek? I'm gonna do a geek this time. It's really quick, really quick. Sorry, Ray. Okay. Really one sentence here is I've been busy flashing my Android phone. This is probably the fifth or sixth time I've been flashing my phone with the different stock ROMs on it's the LG Optimus V, so from Virgin Mobile. If you guys want a cell phone that is no contract, cheap Android, go get it. Go get the Virgin Mobile LG Optimus. It's really hot right now because people are realizing how cost-effective it is. So just a suggestion. Go check it out. Okay, so that's it. That's my geek. Okay, Ray, how about...
Are you quite done with that?
Huh?
Are you quite done with that?
Yes, I'm quite done with that. But I'm still having my iPhone. See, iPhone.
Uh-huh. I'm going to send you to the Android rehabilitation camp or something.
I still have the iPhone.
We do not have a Wolf Water Bear this week because I figure everybody would be with their Wolf Water Bear love.
That's right.
And if you can't be with them, go to the bathhouse and be with somebody else.
Yes, that's right. Somebody who's...
Be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Find Mr. Right
if you
now.
Can't be with anybody, then love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, loving yourself would be doing yourself
this
right.
This whole homage to being naked in the bed.
Yes.
I have to give a shout out to Davey Wavy and his podcast. I was like, you know what? That skinny little muscle bitch can do half naked podcast all the time that I can too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So
check out Davey Wavy on YouTube.
Davey Wavy?
Yep, check him out. He's like the ultimate little twink podcast video podcaster.
Oh, really?
Following, yeah.
Okay.
He's the one I got stuff about the uncut deal thing from a couple months ago.
Oh, you've been communicating with him, okay.
Well, I ain't communicating with him. I'd like to do more and communicate with him, but...
Pervert. Anyway, okay.
To me, he's like the ultimate white chaser.
Oh, really? Oh.
So, anyway. Okay.
Let's move on, Ray.
Moving on. Don't forget about, speaking of bear runs, Bear Watch. Bear Watch 12.
See, we're 12 years. Mm-hmm.
Girl. Anyway, got Bear Watch Animal House this year. We have this fabulous little toga party we're going to do Saturday night. I mean, Friday night's being hosted by Growler. The iPhone app.
The iPhone app.
So, come meet. We toga contest. We have a kegger party. It's going to be a blast. And then, of course, Saturday we got the day at the beach with all the fun beach games and lollygagging and the golf and hamburgers and hot dogs. And then, of course, Saturday night we have the big dinner and the infamous
what?
Party.
Oh, the party. What is it? The foam party.
Foam party. So,
pool foam party.
So come join us at Bearwatch 12. You can register at www.bearwatch.net. The registration cost right now is $95. That includes five meals. Get them five meals.
Five meals.
That includes a snack on Friday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner Saturday, and breakfast Sunday before you head out. Five meals, folks. Mm-hmm. We feed the bears.
I like feeding the bears at the beach.
Like the bears. So we got that, plus all the great games and prizes and all that other good stuff that we have to give away. And it's just a good time. So come down and join us.
Yep.
And go skin dipping with the bears.
Yeah, go bearwatch.net. Okay, so how about some listener comments? I have here from Tim B. Tim, he says here, I love the podcast you do. I'm also attending Drenched Fur. Are you both going? I met Gary last year at Wolf, and I have a blog that I run myself. It's called unbearable.vf20designs.com. So
I've been trying to actually go to that blog and read it. I looked at it the other day and then got busy and to get off of it.
Yeah, it's very bear-centric. Okay. And anywho, keep up the awesome work. Wolf, thank you, Tim. So it's good to hear from our listeners. And yeah, so.
Okay, and I got an email from Robert. Says, hey, Ray, this is Robert from episode 307, and I just saw your newest X-Tube video. OMG. I loved it. I already had a crush on you, and that just makes me want you that much more.
Oh, so special.
You have a huge cock and balls. Well. Your friend is a very lucky man. Yes, he is, and he better recognize. Anyway, I'm really enjoying the video podcasts. Sometimes what's going on while you are podcasting makes more sense when we can see what you're doing. Keep up the great work. Much love, Robert. Well, thank you, Robert, for writing in.
Thank you
for all the great compliments. They're all lies, but thank you for all the great compliments. So,
if you want to see Ray's X-Tube.
Maynard's here, and you see, when we're sitting in our computers, we can see each other through Skype. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd be talking because, you know, I get very all like handsy and shit sometimes. And I've been watching that like the last video. I know I was like doing this stuff all the time. And it's just like, la, la, la. But we'll be talking about stuff. And we'll be seeing stuff, doing stuff to each other in the camera and it'll be a joke, a gag between us. And most people lose out on it. So, but hopefully now that we're doing the video cast more regularly, we can keep this up. So we just got to get some more bugs worked out. So like doing special stuff like this, I'm on a borrowed laptop that Maynard let me use for Bear Watch and some other things. And it's kind of slow.
It's very slow.
It wouldn't recognize my old Logitech camp webcam, so I couldn't do video on it. So, and then the cameras that we're actually recording this with is these cute little Kodak cameras that Maynard got us, but you have to set them up and you can't see what you're recording.
Yeah,
it would be great
unless you have mirrors
around and you could see, unless you got a mirror or something behind it. So it's kind of been odd getting used to setting those up. So in fact, the reason we were late starting recording tonight is because I had somebody here while I was laying here on the bed setting the camera up so I could get a good shot without having to go back and forth and everything. So
yeah, you have to do
so. I hope that all works out for everybody.
Yeah,
so.
I hope you guys enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, so is that all the email you got? All the messages?
That's all I got. That's that one from Robert and the other one you read earlier. So.
All right. So really appreciate you guys contacting us and everything and the email.
Do you have any shout outs?
Not for now. Just pretty much Tim. Shout out Tim and Robert.
Robert. I got a big shout out to Mr. Bruce B. for being elected Houston Air Bears Triad.
Yay! Oh, that's right.
He got elected this week to fill the vacant position that we had left by the passing of Carlos. So wish him the best on taking over that. I'll probably be worrying the hell out of him in the next couple months with Bear Watch. So we'll get him broken quick. Also, a shout out to Terry for being such a wonderful boy. And let's see.
Oh, how nice. Oh, a shout out to Shannon Grady again. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
I feel like
we're missing something else, too.
Huh.
That happened between last week and this week.
What happened? We didn't have the meetings. That's pretty much it.
I guess that's it, then.
Yeah, that's it. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening and watching. Yes. And if you want to contact us, email us at show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
And if you call the voicemail line, what's the voicemail line, Ray?
The voicemail line is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-2327. Or just 222-BEAR.
Yes,
make it easy on yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us a voice message. Some people can do it better with numbers. Some people do it better with spelling it out.
We'll play the show so we could hear from you guys. It'd be great to hear from you guys. And subscribe via iTunes and the Zune Marketplace, and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And let me know if you guys are using Android too, so I could.
We have so many people on iPhones and iTunes,
but Android, just a few. Probably there's a 20-80%. Something like that. So let me know if you guys are Android. Let me know what you guys have, okay? Email me. Okay, so Ray, thank you for...
I got one other shout-out.
Oh.
I totally forgot, just thought about it. Lewis, thanks for contacting me this week. Best of luck with your endeavors for Valentine's Day, and I hope everything works out for you.
Oh, okay.
That's Lewis who's written into the show.
Oh. Lewis. Yep. Oh, okay, okay. I know. Yeah.
He's going to tell the guy that he's had a crush on for a while that what was going on.
Oh, so, okay.
Best of luck to him.
He must have seen your X2 video already.
I don't know. He didn't say anything about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.